Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, the good Erev Shabbos. So, Shviv Parshas Naso, as we've discussed in years past, reflects the basic synthesis and integration of all the Korbanos and Nesiim. Right? Presumably, we could do the math and figure out that there were indeed 12 Korbanos Chatas, and we could have figured out that as far as the Ola was concerned, that there were 12 Parim and 12 Elim and 12 Kivasim. And we could have even figured out that there were, 60 Elim for Shlamim and the higher order mathematics. But, of course, the point is that even though the Nesiim were very much representing themselves and their Shvatim, Nasiyah Echad Layom, the point is that there was an integration. So that we've discussed in the past. What I want to try to develop is the final pasuk of Avomo Shalom Away, the Daber Ito. So Rashi references what he does in a number of occasions. Ala Torah is the apparent difficulties in terms of where Moshe was rendezvousing with the Shechina. Here it says, "Uvivo Moshe Ohel Moed." Right? It sounds like that was where the encounter happened, but we know that Vinoati L'Chasham V'Dibarti T'Chamiyal Kaporis Mibein Shnei Akruvim. So, how exactly does this work? So this is the Kasav HaShlishi, as the Sefer Dekra points out, Vayishma Es HaKol Midaber Elav Me'al HaKaporis Asher Al Aron Ha'idus. So Rashi elaborates the point, Shneksuvi Mamachshishim Zetzah Shlishi Ba V'Yichriya B'nei Kasav HaKad Omer Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'ohel Mo'ed. That's the beginning of the Sefer Vayikra. Right, that would imply that it's outside of the Kodesh Kadashim, Buchutz Aparoches V'Kasav Echad Omer, V'Dibarti Itcha Me'al HaKaparas, back in Parshas Truma. So this is the pasuk which is Machriya, Ba'zeh V'Yichriya B'nei Moshe Ba'al HaMoed V'Sham Shomei HaKol Haba Me'al HaKaparas Mi'Bein Shnei Akruvim HaKol Yotze Min HaShamayim V'Bein Shnei Akruvim Mi'Sham Yotze La'O HaMoed. Okay, so The Rashi in its own terms is obviously critical. I just wanted to take a half a step back to reflect on the I think deep significance of the choreography that emerges. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself, pal daber bo v'mara v'lo v'chidos u'smonas Hashem yabid u'madu alo yireisa madaber v'avdi Moshe lochin avdi Moshe v'chol beisi ne'manu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he of the aspaklari hami'ira, even he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice at a certain distance, not just a physical distance, but also a qualitative distinction, right? The kol was coming from the Kodesh HaKadashim, right? Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, Bevinu Ati L'Chasham, V'Dibarti T'Chami Al HaKaporas. And Moshe was only standing in the Kodesh, clearly a distinct diminution with respect to the Kedusha HaSamakom, where Moshe was able to receive the voice of the Shechina. This is Moshe Rabbeinu himself, let alone some kind of a hediot. And so I think what inexorably emerges from the choreography, of this idea of, the kol coming from, me'achori ha-pargod, as it were, right? The kol coming from behind the paruchas, right, is the idea that to understand Devar Hashem, right, a certain distance even for Moshe Rabbeinu is required, right? The Dvar Hashem in its own right is so beyond, cosmically beyond our capacity to grasp. It only comes into focus, as it were. It only becomes receivable. It only can be internalized, through a process of establishing a certain kind of a distance. That distance is captured impeccably by this choreography, and Moshe Rabbeinu stands by definition on the other side of the paruchas. The voice comes mibein shnei akruvim, and Moshe can process it there, of course, at his madrega, but at his unsurpassed, unprecedented, unequaled madrega. But this reflects the idea of the chasm between the divine and the human, and we need to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a sense of distance. This is part of the Yira Saromimos, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even as he's receiving Pe'el Pe'el Daber Bo, this instruction, he's still positioned at a distance from the source of that Kol Hashem Bakoach, right? The overpowering nature of the Dvar Hashem requires, even for the Navi Shalokam Kamohu, requires, even for him, a certain gap which enables the greatest, the Av HaNeviim, the Adon HaNeviim, to be able to process at his Madrega what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing.